Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Rocking and rolling. Game Time here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone mobile app. You know, so one of the bigger stories, sneaky stories that I think is underrated is the fact that this week Nebraska added a grad transfer at the wide receiver position. And I'm telling you, the fact that you're getting somewhat of a proven commodity. Again, 2017, the guy had 786 receiving yards. He had 56 catches. When you think about proven commodities walking through the door, like that's the thing that's tough sometimes about when you're depending on newcomers, you know. Everybody I talk to
says Wandale Robinson is the real deal.
But there's still like an element of like, he's got to go do it, you know? He's got to go do it at this level. Noah, this Cal wide receiver grad transfer, he's done it at this level. You know, we talk about the receptions. I mean, the 786 yards, again, to put it into perspective, last year, J.D. Spielman had 818. So, I mean, within shouting distance of what Spielman did last year in terms of yards. And that is, everything I've been told is that Wandale Robinson is the real deal. Okay? And then we know who J.D. Spielman is and what he can do. I'm telling you right now, you know, I've told you that my concern with the wide or the running backs, it's enough for me to like not necessarily say, oh, Nebraska's now gonna have a losing record, but it's maybe gonna slow down my optimism for wanting to increase Nebraska's win total by a game or two. I think there's enough concerns with the running back spot that's a real thing. But with the addition of Noah, the fact that everything I hear about Wandale Robinson is real deal. That's a comforting thing. To where now, if you get these two situations cleared up with Maurice Washington and Dedrick Mills, all of a sudden now, I don't know. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. I think right now I had Nebraska going 8-4. If I had to like guess right now, if I had to make my prediction right now, 8-4. With maybe, you know, there's someone, there's like they're 8-4. Like, you know, on bracketology, someone's like a 9 seed trending up or down. I would say Nebraska's 8-4 with the arrow trending down. With the addition of Noah, what I hear about Wandale Robinson, what we know about J.D. Spielman, if Nebraska gets one of or both Washington and Mills cleared and good and on the field next fall, I'm ready to say 8-4 arrow up, maybe even could get to 9-3 by the time the season gets here with my prediction. That's how much I think this stuff matters. Because again, Nebraska is always going to be an offensive-minded, offensive-driven, offensive-centric team. The defense, while it needs to improve, you know, The offense has to be carrying the weight. We know what you got in Adrian Martinez, stud. If you can get all the weapons firing on all the cylinders at the running back spot and the wide receiver spot, I'm ready to put the arrow trending up and say this team's potentially going to go 9-3. I think, but. Point is, still got the unknown of the two running back situation and I think it's a window into how much I think the addition of Noah is important. The addition of Noah is important. There's a guy that I think it goes to show you how much Nebraska felt like they needed a little influx of talent at the wide receiver spot, and they got a guy that's at least lined up against USC and made plays, lined up against Oregon, made plays, lined up against Stanford, made plays. Like that is a thing. That is a thing. So a sneaky big week in adding Noah. There'll be a sneaky big week next week when you officially get the news on Mills. I would assume it'll come next week. It's what Brian Munson told us yesterday. It'll probably come by early next week. Where the kind of complexion and feel and vibe on things could change slightly depending on what kind of news comes down on those fronts. 402-951-1620. All right. Coming up next. So Gary and Damon asked two questions to SIP yesterday that really hit me and got my wheels turning. I'll tell you what those questions are and give you my answer to them next.